This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Transform Jersey Shore is a nonprofit ministry comprised of area churches and organizations. They exist to help out homeowners with some home repairs and maintenance items. They go out each summer for a week and do these projects, but it's a year-round effort to gather people, to gather both clients and volunteers as they plan for the next phase of this mission. We're joined today by Transform Jersey Shore Areas, Craig C. Schultz. He'll begin with a look at just what they're all about.
Transform Jersey Shore is dedicated to helping our local homeowners, and quite often they're elderly or extremely low income, with just routine type of maintenance issues on their properties. We can do it. We've done everything from get rid of overgrown shrubbery and weeds and so forth to building ramps when people have become wheelchair bound and so forth. They no longer have convenient egress into their house. So we've built ramps. We've restained decks. We've painted window trim. We do a wide variety of things. The organization is comprised of several different area churches. We operate under the tax umbrella of Trinity Episcopal Church in Jersey Shore, and we meet throughout the year to kind of continue our fundraising and discuss if there's changes needed and so forth. So I'm a member of that core committee that meets year round, and then we plan the work week for the following year. This year, the work week is coming up in August 1st through 5th, and we generally have selected the first week of August. Right now, we're in the we're in the time cycle where we're trying to recruit the volunteer helpers. We just closed the book on homeowner applications, the folks that will have the work done for them. Now we're trying to draw attention to the people, the volunteers, to come and actually do the work. So we will gather at the Trinity Episcopal Church Monday through Friday, that first week of August. We open with breakfast and devotions, and then they're split up into work teams. So there's a lot of logistical work that goes on behind the scenes. You know, how many people does this particular site need? You know, is it two people? Is it six people? And estimating how many man hours it would take to complete the project. And then accordingly, we see what the volunteer roster is and then start working on dividing them up. So you might work on the same project 3 days in a row, or you might be assigned to three different projects, a different one each day. So there's quite a lot of behind the scenes planning that is needed to pull it off. Friday, we invite all the homeowners that we have served that week back to sometimes it's the church, sometimes we go up to a different church that has a pavilion and a grill and so forth, and we'll do hamburgers, hot dogs, those type of things, and then put together a slideshow, a PowerPoint presentation of all the different project sites that we have completed that week. So a typical week, we've completed anywhere between, I'd say anywhere between 20 to 50 projects, depending, that's dependent on the turnout each year, volunteer-wise.
Okay, and how many volunteers do you typically get?
We can always expect minimally like about 30, but some years, good years, we've had 65 to 70 volunteers.
Okay. Now, with this kind of being a relaunch after the pandemic, has getting awareness been a little tougher? Not only for the volunteers, but for the people that need to be aware again that this is going on if they need help?
You're quite right. That was our concern, so we made that a priority to get this out. So that we came up with a relaunch poster And early in the year, I'd say as early as like January, February, we distributed those to all the local churches so that they could let their congregations be aware, posted on their bulletin boards, etc. We also are in close communication with the Jersey Shore Ministerium, and they in turn are, you know, affiliated. A lot of them are the pastors of the local churches and so forth. So there was a deliberate effort early to push the information back into the congregations. We've set information things around at some of the local post offices, a few of the heavy traffic vendors in our area, such as like Butler's Hardware, Wool's Hardware, and so forth. We'll put just a small display of flyers or, you know, cards that people can take and walk away with. One thing we did this year, again, to heighten the awareness, was we had a presence in the recent 4th of July parade associated with Jersey Shore Town Meeting, because that's probably the single evening where Jersey Shore has the highest turnout of people. So we walked in that parade and we handed out little business card information cards. And on that card, it explained in just like a brief sentence what TJSA was all about. And then on the back side of the card, it had a website, had two websites listed. One was our Facebook page, so they could kind of go on Facebook and peruse some of the photos, read some of the postings, and learn a little bit more about it. But then the second address is where they could have went and go register online to be a volunteer.
At the end of the day, that has to be so rewarding for the folks that do it. I mean, to get out there and know what you've done in your own community.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing to see the emotion of the homeowners who, you know, they never had any idea that people would come and help them fix their banister or paint their front steps or whatever. A lot of them are almost in a solitude, you know, situation where they're filled with despair and so forth. And to just have people come and spend a day or two with them fixing their property, you can just see the joy infiltrate them. But then as that's happening and you walk away at the end of the day, you know, quite exhausted sometimes, but you realize that it wasn't just the homeowner that was renewed. It was also you as a volunteer. You know, it is a very rewarding experience.
What can we tell people that are listening and are interested in being one of these volunteers and helping out this year?
Well, go online and sign up to be a volunteer. There is no limitation. A tendency for people to say is, oh, what can I do? I'm too old and I'm a bit frail. Well, obviously, you know, if you're 70 years old, we don't want you climbing, you know, 15 foot on a stepladder to do work. But this is so well organized. There's things you can do. You can help in the kitchen preparing the snacks and the meals for each day. There's a crew that deliver the meals kind of bag lunch style. They deliver them from the church headquarters, so to speak, to each and every work site, so that the workers who are on site, they get water and they get a mid-morning, just very light snack, and then they get a nice bag lunch over the lunch hour, and then again mid-afternoon. So it takes people to pack the lunches, prepare the lunches. It also takes a crew to go around to the different sites and deliver the lunches. So there's all kinds of things like that. And another thing we've done the last, I believe, 3 years tangential to that is, now I forget the organization, so please forgive me for that, but they supply us with fire detectors, smoke detectors. And we'll put together a small crew of people that just go around and offer to each of the homeowners, would you like a smoke alarm installed? You know, and sometimes they don't because they already have their own, but most often they do. And then we'll get in there and assess where the best place to put it is and get up on a little step ladder and install the smoke detector for them. So, again, so there's a variety of needs. You might not be able to climb the ladder. You might not be able to run a circular saw or whatever, but certainly you can work in the kitchen or you can prepare the bag lunches or, you know, there's so many different things that that we do, you know, washing windows, again, a little bit of landscaping. So maybe they not the ones to get down their hands and knees and pull the weeds or remove the shrubbery. But once it's loaded onto the back of a pickup truck, can they drive the pickup truck to the dump? You know, so there's all kinds of opportunities for people of all ages and all ability levels.
All right. Reminds me of a project my daughter and I were doing the other day. I said, I can't bend over. I'm too old. And you can't lift this, but we could. We work together. So everybody got something done.
Absolutely. And we see a lot of that because some of our elder volunteers, as you said, their physical capacity has become reduced, you know, through the years. But their knowledge how to go about a project, what to do first, how to do the prep work, and so forth. So just having them on site to kind of steer the younger volunteers. We've had high school age kids volunteer, you know, and that's neat to see them go to work. You know, they're like an army of ants crawling all over a property, scraping and painting, and you know, it's really exciting.
Any idea on the history? I mean, have you been with this from the beginning that you could explain how this kind of formulated?
About seven to eight years ago was our first year. Now, what was the impetus? What was the initial excitement? How did we ever come up with the idea? To be quite honest, this Transform idea has been around, and we first became aware of it by one of our local church lady members. Her name is Lynn Thompson. She attended kind of a seminar or a gathering of different people with a mission passion, and they learned of Transform Williamsport, and she just was so overwhelmed with the whole concept of what they do, that she brought it back to our local church. Now, the church that she attends is the same one I attend. That's Trinity United Methodist in Jersey Shore. And her question was, basically, if they can do it, why can't we do it? Why can't we do this here? So we explored that and kind of tried to get a pulse of some of the other area churches. And there seemed to be enough positive feedback that we decided to start meeting about every other month just to kind of brainstorm and answer that question, why can't we do it here? And indeed, we found there was enough support and interest that we could do it here. Now, an interesting part was the first year, you know, everything you think you want to do is a big question mark. How do we pull this off? You know, are we going to have enough volunteers? Are we going to have enough money? Are we, you know, so there was more unknowns than there was knowns. But we had one of the ladies that originally joined us very early form a prayer committee, and she publishes a prayer calendar that day by day, each month leading up to our work week, there is a focus area to pray on. And that has become our practice. In fact, I believe the first couple years, we even gathered like the week before and went to the different sites we were going to work at and prayed over the sites, you know, asked God's help. And it was just amazing to see the results. One more little personal story. We had an elderly gentleman in our congregation. His name was Dale Quarter, who has had a whole career in construction. Very good man, very smart man, but his health was beginning to fail. So his wife had said to me, Craig, why don't you say something to him? This might be something that he would enjoy. So I went ahead and approached him and said something, just, you know, very planted a little seed, just very preliminary to see what his reaction would be. And initially he thought, you mean to tell me you're going to take unskilled people that don't have any background and go into people's homes and attempt to do repairs? And it's like, yeah, pretty much. That's what we're going to do. And he says, I will help steer you through it, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening. And he became fairly negative from the onset. I don't want to say overly negative, but you know, a healthy pessimism that it just doesn't seem like this is a good plan. And again, because he had all the background in construction, he was quite a do-things-the-right-way, quality-oriented type of individual. Well, let me tell you, by the end of the week, he just lit up. He was so excited about this. He's like, I never would have thought this level of quality of work could be done by volunteers. He says, I'll never doubt God again. If you have a willing heart and you have one or two among you that can kind of steer the effort, you know. And I've seen this on many different fronts. You know, if we sit in meetings or the pews of our churches or whatever, and that's where we remain, quite often you won't see a positive outcome. But when you agree to take that step of faith and go into the unknown, into the uncertain, it's there on the field where God will meet you. And if God calls you, he'll equip you. And we've seen that. We've seen that each and every year. So now, those of us that know what TJSA is all about, we circle it on our calendar. It's what we look forward to every year. You know, a lot of folks go away to work camps or mission projects in different states or foreign countries or whatever. And we've done a little bit of that. And, you know, and that is very rewarding. You get a closeness with your team. You get a little bit closer to God, you know. We simply refer to TJSA as our hometown mission trip. It's the same exact type of feeling, but our travel's much shorter. We just go to our neighbors.
You've been hearing from Craig C. Schultz of Transform Jersey Shore Area Ministry today on the WPGM Community Forum. Craig, we thank you for joining us, and we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.